Welcome to Gaia's Love, a podcast to guide you home into your human journey here on Earth. My name is Vivian Gerard, and it is my delight to co-create with Gaia and share our messages from Source in this now moment. Here we go. Episode 473. It is Thursday here in Cincinnati. It's warm, it's raining, and we are post total solar eclipse. We had 99.9 something percent totality here at our home. It was really cool. It didn't go all black, but it was really an amazing experience to feel the temperature drop and watch the light and the shadows changing. So now we are on the other side of this sky event, as Santera would call it, that has been taking quite a bit of attention in the media, in astrology, in energy spaces, spirituality. I think there's been quite a focus on this eclipse portal, and I know I have spent a lot of time talking about it, meditating, experiencing all of the shifts. And now we're on the other side, and the astrology for this month is continuing to expand. Expand. We have the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction next week on, I believe, is it Wednesday? I can't remember anymore. Maybe it's Thursday. And then a few days later, we have Earth Day, and then we have a full moon in Scorpio. All of this is happening in Aries with lots of celestial bodies in the sign of Aries. There is so much emphasis on beginnings, on the new cycles. And sometimes when there's a lot of change that is happening astrologically, energetically, in the collective energy field, when there's a lot of changes that are happening, our individual experience can get overwhelmed or wobbly, or it can feel like we're being carried. An astrologer I was watching today, she said, it can feel like you're just riding the rapids and you're swept up in the current. And I think that's a really good description of what it can feel like post big events astrologically. There was also a quote that a friend of mine shared. She said that Blue of Earth made a statement that the universe has turned up the treadmill speed, which when I heard that, I was like, yeah, I feel that. I feel how time is bending and morphing significantly right now. And I'm also aware, like, I feel like I'm talking very slowly because it seems important to slow down our pace for a little bit, even if it's just in the 15, 20 minutes we spend here in this podcast, to slow down our movement, our thinking, the words, the pace of our thoughts, the pace of our words, to put some space, some breathing room into our current moment, even if it's just for a little pause. So, we're going to do that together here. It was interesting, right, when I was meditating, trying to decide, you know, what are we going to discuss today in the podcast? And I knew it was about integration. That seems to be the word that's popping up a lot for me and the theme that I hear from quite a few influencers I follow. Integration can be something we talk about, though, or it's something we actually embody. We bring it into our current experience. We become whatever the expansion was that we just moved through. And so the title for today is Back to Basics. Back to whatever basics means for you. So for me, basics is meditation, more awareness throughout my day, more room to breathe, more connection to Gaia, to Earth, nature, drinking more water, connection. So there's lots of calls I've been on lately, lots of group experiences. There's quite a bit of connection that is activating at this time. And so including that in my agenda for the day, back to basics for that version of it for me is like, whoa, basics is really fast. So how do I balance the connection I want with the slower pace that my body, my mind are craving? And so we're going to be navigating this time, and I don't even know if I could give you a time frame for this time, so I'll just leave it at that. We're going to be navigating this time in what I keep feeling as micro moments. Now, in this moment, it feels very important to be slow, to be present, to look you in the eye through the camera and speak from my soul, my heart, right to yours, to deeply, intimately connect soul to soul and be and breathe. If you're listening on the audio, it's my voice sending all of the love, the care, the belief in your magic and your power and your brilliance through my voice, through the audio into your ears, and you receive that. A few moments from now, it might be more listening than talking. It might be more movement than sitting. We're going to be navigating this time with as much mindful micro moments as possible. Sounds like quite a job, doesn't it? And also, this is our soul human work. No matter what our job is, no matter what our role is, our soul human work is to be as mindful and present as possible. And that's back to the basics. It looks different for each of us. Your mindfulness might be an hour on the treadmill or elliptical at the gym, and all of a sudden you're in your body, you're thinking with full awareness, you're seeing everything around you so presently, you're here. Maybe that's what your basics looks like. Maybe it's laying down on the couch or the bed and shutting off all stimuli. No noise, no lights, no nothing, 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 just you. Just you. You're soul human for however long you feel called to do that. And in that time, you become aware. You're present, you're in your body. You're feeling like, oh, this is the human experience. And I'm here for it. I'm alive in it. I'm present for it. And then I can create from whatever awareness comes through. It's a lot. Being a soul human, it's a lot. And when we're super busy, I think we're all in the human. We're in the 3D. We're in the physically already manifested. We're not necessarily in our creator energy. We're just doing, consuming, moving. We're not necessarily creating, expressing. The soul is sitting back watching because there's nothing else the soul can do because the human is so laser focused on go, 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 go. When we're aware and present and in our body, so in this moment as I'm recording this for you, I can feel me, this infinite consciousness that sits in this human form, the me that is here to share these messages, here to be an energetic vibration of remembering and share in whatever mindful ways I become aware of. Not because, this is what I've been pondering, it's not because there's anything wrong with not remembering or being numb or being so busy that our soul takes a back seat. It's not that there's anything wrong with that, or that I'm doing it right and you're doing it wrong, or you're doing it right and I'm doing it wrong. It isn't about that. And I think for some of my journey, I've felt that, or maybe energetically sent that message. I mean, I have energetically sent that message. As I keep evolving and growing and becoming more aware, what I'm exploring at this time is we have this experience right now of one lifetime on this planet. And we might come back tons more times. We might have already been here tons of times. But in this moment, this is the lifetime that we are choosing to experience. This is the body, the story, the drama that is playing out in our movie. This is the character we chose to be. And we're here, and we came here energy first, soul first, into a human story, creating the body, creating the life, creating the reality. But it was energy first, the soul choosing to come have this experience. And while we're here, there are all these options that are available to us. Endless, endless options. Micro choice after micro choice. And every single one of those creates, determines the direction of the path that we take. The way that we experience and enjoy the path that we're taking. The connections that we make around us as we're traveling the path. Everything we do builds upon itself, upon more. And I don't think we're ever doing it right or wrong. It's just these endless moments of choices. And so if we can be aware in the moments that we are making the choices of how those choices will flow us into the next one, or which direction those choices will take us, I feel like we can expand our joy, our pleasure, our creations, our connections, our understanding and expression. Like, we can just quantum multiply all of it if we're more aware in the moments that we're making those choices. I'm trying to think of good examples. I mean, the one that's coming to mind, so I'll trust it, is the book One by Richard Bach. I read it years and years ago. And he wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull. And in the book One, he talks about his beloved soul partner, Leslie. I think he called her Bookie or Cookie or something like that. The two of them in this book were flying an airplane, and it was intended to be a book that sort of opened your consciousness, expanded your ideas. So it was imaginative, but written as a true story. And so he describes how they would be in this airplane, and they were flying over what looked like land, but it was really their human stories, and they were traveling over time. And so as they looked down on the land, they could see all these little, like, tributaries, you know, the little tiny streams that all came off of the rivers, and there were all these silver threads. He described it as water, but it was like timelines, all these multiple timelines. And so they would follow one of the rivers, and then they would branch off, and it would go this way. And eventually they brought the plane down, and they landed it, and they met the version of them that was living that exact one timeline, that was traveling in that exact position. And so they would talk to themselves as that couple living that life from the perspective of the infinite version of them that was flying over the whole landscape. That's a really good example to give you. That's what I feel for us right now. There's an opportunity for our soul to show us bigger, grander expressions of who we are here to be, the infinite. And that infinite can expand our human reality, quantum multiplied, like exponentially expand it. And if we are able to be aware and allow those micro moments of clarity from the soul to inform the choice we're in the moment, and then we choose that higher timeline, that higher expression, that quantum bigger version of ourselves, everything like radiates and expands out from that one choice we made in that one moment where the soul showed us the higher potential. And so we could be living this other whole thing. But if we are head down, only believing what we see right in front of us in the very linear time 3D structure, and we're not allowing full awareness, we're going to stay on exactly the timeline we're on. We're going to stay in exactly the path that we're already linearly, all these words I'm using, going down. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's perfect and it's great. And we're a soul here having a human experience. And that one path is amazing. And we're doing it and we're rocking it. It's great. And I feel like the soul is saying, and so there's just more. There's more that's available always. And I believe these moments of awareness where our soul is just like, hey, you, hey, you human who's really busy doing all those things, why don't you close your eyes for a moment and go lie on the bed for 30 minutes and just be, and I'm going to show you some things. Or, hey, you, why don't you go walk in nature without a podcast playing or music? Just go listen to the birds, and I'm going to speak to you through the air. Infinite soul speaking right into your human consciousness, and we're going to have a moment of awareness. Or, hey, you. I love how the soul calls the human, hey, you. Hey, you, sit your butt down. Close your eyes and let's meditate. Let's actually do a process called meditation where you harmonize your mind, your body, your soul. And I'm going to speak. I'm going to speak to you, soul, to the hey, you human. My soul's like, hey, you, Viv. You're doing a good job delivering this message. Oh, it's so funny. When I got the title Back to Basics, I was like, what are we going to talk about? I don't even know what we're going to say. Back to basics? Like, what? We just had a total solar eclipse. What basics is there right now? It's a whole different reality. There's no basics. But that's the point. The point is back to basics, which is the soul creates the human reality. The soul. And when our human is so busy that there's no time for the soul to speak, you're going to have a human experience only, not a soul-human dance of quantum magical fields of potentiality opening up new cosmic realms here in Gaia. And both are great. So it's okay if the human path that's linear and as it's going feels good to you. There's nothing wrong with that. It's good. I just feel like the soul is saying to all of us, hey, you, there's more. There's more. Do you want to play in that field of more? Because if you do, it's going to take back to basics, where you give us a little space to communicate again, because you're kind of tuning us out. I did that one really well. I'm proud of my human. I'm proud of my human for surrendering to back to basics. Okay, I need to go because I have a call in a few moments. I am deep in the creation of an amazing experience that begins on Earth Day that is called Remember Your Power. And it's unlike anything I've ever done or offered before. I'm still forming it, but it feels so fun, so playful, so deep, so profound. It's a 10-day journey that we are going to take with 90-minute calls for 8 days of those 10 days. And we're going to clear energy in the chakras, activate each chakra, and then integrate what's happening in those energy activations in the community Zoom call. So an hour and a half, 30 minutes will be the energy work, the activation, and 60 minutes will be integrating, doing this, talking about what we see, what we feel, what's happening, and then how to really clear any resistance, any gunk in that chakra and activate the highest potential of it, open it up to quantum expression. As I say all this, I'm like, what? What are we doing? We're opening up the chakra to quantum expression? Excuse me? Yeah, apparently that's what we're going to be doing. And Remember Your Power. It's as much for me as it is for all of those who will be joining me. So if you feel a little ting, a little ping, a little like, oh my gosh, ooh la la, it must be calling you into that space also. The exchange is $2,222. It is going to be life-changing. It is one of those experiences that will put us on a different path. And I say that to myself as the facilitator, as the human who will be holding space for my soul to deliver consciousness through me. And I say it to you, if you're a match, it is going to be an extraordinary game-changing experience. And I can't wait to see what we create together if you step into the space with me. And it'll be recorded. So if live is like, whoa, no, the recording will be available for, as what did I say the other day? As long as websites exist, the recording will be available there. But the live transmission is going to be absolutely extraordinary. So that's what's coming. That's what I'm working on. Back to basics. Take your own advice, whatever came through for you. As I was saying, take a walk or take a nap or lay on your bed and be still or meditate, music, whatever it is. Drink more water. Trust your own guidance and really navigate through this time. Back to basics. So much love. Thank you for tuning into this vibration of pure love. Let's take this message of Gaia's love out into all of our relationships and communities today. So much love from my heart to yours.